It's Wendy Snyder sitting in for Bob Surratt. Bob is back on Monday, but I promised him I would take a look at the extremely local news. So right now, Seamus Toomey joins us, editor-in-chief and co-founder of Block Club Chicago. Hi, Seamus.
Good morning, Wendy.
I understand a happy birthday is in order.
Well, thank you very much. Yes, it's a big day for Block Club. We turned six today.
Woo!
We've been covering neighborhood news in Chicago since 2018. And for those out there that wonder where this extremely local news in Block Club is, we are a nonprofit newsroom. We started with just eight reporters and editors after our old newsroom got shut down unceremoniously, and we're up to 36 staffers right now. We've written 25,000 stories.
Wow.
And a lot of them are extremely local, but we're really excited. We're doing a big promotion this week for subscriptions and donations. If you contribute, if you give $50, we'll send you a free t-shirt, a hat, a tote, a print, anything. But we're trying to get to 600 new supporters, so even a $1 donation will count towards our 600. So if you like the extremely local news and you appreciate someone trying to come back and cover news in the very difficult news atmosphere out there, consider stepping up and helping blockclubchicago.org.
Happy birthday!
Yeah, I love it. I love it. And how much do you have to donate to get you to go to somebody's house and make them breakfast? What would that be, Seamus?
Excellent question. I will be. I can make a very good breakfast, so it's definitely negotiable. And you know, we're all about small and local, so it probably wouldn't be that much. But it depends on how close you are to me and what you want to eat.
And so you can go to blockclubchicago.org to subscribe and donate.
Absolutely, yeah. We've got links all over the site to help us out as we try to do another 6 years of covering Chicago.
Oh, you will. Good deal. All right, so some stories in today's extremely local news. We may see some coach houses and maybe basement apartments around Chicago.
Yeah, this is a really interesting project that's been moving through the city council. Right now, it's very difficult to start a coach house, build a coach house if you've got a big lot. Basement apartments are really restricted in some areas and very difficult to get approved. I mean, we all know there's tons of basement apartments that are off the books all over Chicago, but they're trying to ease the restrictions on these things as a push to add affordable housing into the city in a way that sort of, they call it gently densifying, where you can slip these places into really crowded neighborhoods that are near the L, that are near buses, and just give some more cheaper options for people to live. You know, they say it could be good for an aging parent to get a coach house operation, maybe a mother-in-law. We all know about the mother-in-law two flats.
Yeah.
There was a pilot program to do this in a couple neighborhoods in 2021. It ended up creating 250 housing units out of like 500 applications. So it saw some success, and now they're really trying to expand this citywide. So it would be interesting, particularly in dense neighborhoods where there are some opportunities to add affordable housing just within the neighborhood, and you almost would hardly even notice it. So about 15 aldermen are supporting it right now. They're going to need more than that, but it's something that's working its way. There's a big meeting on it on Tuesday, so we'll keep an eye on that one. But maybe you might see more coach houses, or not see coach houses unless you're walking through the alley.
Yeah. Bronzeville was promised a grocery store. Not happening yet.
Yeah, this is another one that's sort of been going a lot slower than the other, than the coach houses. But, you know, in not having a grocery store opening when they promised it is not a big deal in some neighborhoods. But in Bronzeville, which is a food desert, this Pete's Fresh Market that Rahm Emanuel first started talking about in 2018, it's still a vacant site. They tore down the Stateway Gardens some time back in the Crispus Atticus Elementary School, and they'd promised to build this this development that would include a grocery store there. But three mayors in, a pandemic, and all kinds of delays getting the CHA, the CPS, and the city to work together to develop this land have really slowed it down. So it's aggravating the neighborhood because the people keep talking about it, but if you look at our site, you can see it's just a patch of grass where the Stateway Gardens used to stand. So our reporter Jamie Nesbitt Golden spent a lot of time and took a real deep dive on the history of Stateway Gardens and of Crispus Atticus and of this project itself. So it's a really interesting story. If you live in Bronzeville or you're just interested in, you know, what happened after all those CHA buildings got torn down, what did and what didn't happen.
All right, good to know. Seamus Toomey, editor-in-chief and co-founder of Block Club Chicago, celebrating their sixth birthday. Why don't you subscribe or donate at blockclubchicago.org, and then you can also read about the collab with Lou Malnati's and Portillo's, two of my favorite things coming together. Thank you so much, Seamus. Have a great one. Happy birthday.
Thank you so much, Wendy. I appreciate it, everybody.